It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
All right, we are back. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Do some scamming scammers. Let me cue up that music. Joe's not back yet. Apparently, he's still trying to land a ship, judging from his background.
He's actually just kind of like guiding them in. He's got a docking port on his
I'm back on duty.
Okay, good.
All right, here we go. Play this. Boom. All right. So Pip told me, refresh my memory, over the break. When last we left Fake Davin and his hero, Michelle, who's in Yemen, she wanted him to send her video games, you know, certain ones to pay for it. You know, Fake Davin's like, no, I got some free shit you'll like. And once in that, she was not happy. But Fake Davin was planning on coming to Yemen after a pit stop in Saudi Arabia where he was going to murder a prince and come to Yemen and free Michelle because she's so unhappy there, was going to kill the commander. But Michelle would prefer the video games.
Really? It's like, no, don't come and be my hero. I just want money. I want video games. I want time on my games. Damn it.
Yeah, I know. But I recall when we talked about this, like, if you were writing to somebody and you thought this was real, it might be time to go, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
A little scary. All right.
Yeah, creepy as hell.
So we'll go with June 4th, 2020. She goes, how are you doing? Where are you right now? I go, I'm home, baby. It's early here. Where are you? It was 5:27 a.m. I never sleep. She goes, baby, I'm preparing for patrolling. I go, what'd you do last night? She goes, I'm not in duty last night, so I slept off, baby. I go, that must have been nice. How long until you have to leave? She goes, 30 minutes more. I will leave for the patrol. I go, okay. I was hoping to steal my baby for some loving. She goes, what? I don't understand. All right, now, We've had the Michelle that's like always in the mood, and now we have the one that does not
understand the mood.
Does not compute.
what would I be in the mood for?
So I immediately sent her a naked doodle that
from NASA.
From NASA to entice her. That's what I immediately did.
Here's some NASA porn. Is it getting you? Do I make you horny, baby?
I go, never mind, don't worry about it. She goes, okay. I go, how long will you be gone? She goes, baby, when are you going to go to your mission? All right, so it's the same one.
Okay.
I go, it should be in several weeks. We must finish reading and getting all intel. Then it is being given the right time. Then it is getting in country. Then getting to the palace. Then we do the deed. Get paid. The team splits up. I come to Yemen to get you. That's the plan. Finish training. Not reading is what it's supposed to read.
Can you imagine somebody who is like Mr. Secret Agent Man that is this indiscreet about it?
But I mean, she's on a secret mission.
Central Command writing up the mission.
Yeah. Really?
Listen, she understands. We're both in this man's army together.
Apparently.
She goes, okay, love, that's good. I go, are you excited? She goes, until then, yes, of course. This is different. She's ready for me to kill for her.
This is different because she was not on board before. Or she was indifferent.
You know what? I like a woman who wants me to kill for her.
You do. I gotta go.
Joe knows the type. I go, good. It will be nice to have you in my arms. She goes, me too, sweetheart. I go, what do you want to do when we get back to America? She goes, so baby, when will you get me the iTunes gift card?
Wow, dog with a bone.
Going the old fave.
Well, you know, listen, Joe asked for the longest time, when is the ask? And now we get the ask repeatedly. So.
Yes.
She goes, or don't want your baby to be happy. We will get married. I go, right now I'm busy with training. Hand-to-hand combat, psyops, weapons, Farsi. You know the drill.
God
damn it. What? Why?
That's so funny. But I mean, it's just like, you're like, you know what I'm talking about, you paid killer.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I know, but I liked you slipped Farsi in there. That was good.
Yeah, sure. Listen. If we're both going to be full of shit about being in the military, one of us should be good at it.
Somebody should be doing their homework.
Exactly. As usual, I have to run everything. I'll run both of our bullshit games.
So exhausted.
But it's kind of like fun. Like, because if she was in the army, she'd be like, what? But she's not.
Right. No, she would be asking questions, but she doesn't know enough to ask questions.
Yes. She goes, because I see myself as your future wife. I go, you want to get married right away? Before you said you wanted a separate bedroom.
Yeah.
She goes, okay, so when I'm my aspected, honey. I think she means expected, honey, the card. But she said aspected.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Baby, don't want separate with you. I just want to know what you will do, okay? I go, honey, I don't want to give a specific time and then have you disappointed because things change. You must be patient. So you want to share a bed? She goes, with you. I mean, yes, with you. Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
I go, good. This is new and welcome news. You might want to scroll up, stupid.
She's bringing sexy back.
I'm bringing it back from Yemen. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right.
I'm bringing sexy back. She laughs. She goes, baby, what do you mean by that? I go, I mean, I'm happy you want to sleep together in the same bed. She goes, okay, love, I'm happy to. So, baby, when are you sending me the iTunes gift card? Oh. I want to play on game, please. Online game, please, honey.
Oh, my God. She's like a kid going, buy me candy, buy me candy, buy me candy, that candy. Mommy.
I have a feeling when we do go to the altar and we're going to the altar to get married. I have a feeling iTunes gift cards will somehow be written into the vows.
That's what the bouquet is going to be made of.
You put on that.
What?
And we will be going to the altar to get married. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what kind of altar it's going to be. Probably going to be a bench with a knife at your back, but nonetheless, an altar is an altar.
You know, Joe, you're just never a romantic, always skeptical.
I know. Holy callous heart.
Joe's girl would appreciate the effort. A guy dropping everything to murder on her behalf? That's what she's looking for.
my hero.
You just hear Joe's girl talking to Joe. Why can't you be more like fake Dav and murdering and shit?
Put in a little extra effort. What is that hard?
Mr. Lazy Bones. Mr. I want to go to a friend's funeral instead of killing on my behalf.
Try to make it singles night. Yeah, I know.
You don't love me enough to kill for me, do you?
Kill for me.
I go. The bedroom was making your. I can. The bedroom I was making you. I can convert into an office or a sewing room or a nursery for our baby. See, things are happening, Joe.
Hey.
She goes, okay, love. Anything you want to do with it, I'm okay with it, sweetheart. So, baby, why don't you send me the iTunes gift card?
Oh my God! Yeah, do whatever you want with that room.
At the altar.
At the altar. That's right.
At the altar. That's when you're getting them.
She goes, I want to play online game. Please, honey. I go, no, it's our home. You certainly have a say in what it becomes.
Completely ignoring the ask.
Of course I am. I'm very focused on our future.
Yes.
Without iTunes.
Yeah.
She goes, baby, remember, this is the first time of begging you for something. Well, Joe is keeping track, so he remembers. So baby, when are you sending me the iTunes gift card? I want to play online game. Please, honey. I go, I'm talking about our future and you're talking about playing Call of Duty.
Are you in the middle of Call of Duty?
Baby, it's like you don't want me to be happy.
Oh my God.
I go, oh my, that's actually what I said. I said, oh my God. I swear to God, that's what I've read. With 3 exclamation points, no less.
Yeah, well, that's how I said it.
Yes, it is. I said, oh my God, I took a mission which could get me killed, will make me a target for the state actors to kill me, an enemy of America, just so I can get you out of Yemen. And you say such a thing to me? How dare you?
Good for you.
You know, I have to stick up for my murderous self.
Nice.
She goes, so sorry, honey. But you know, this is the first time of me asking for your help. Baby, if you want me to be happy, you do it for me, please. Can you imagine? I'll tell you what, if I was if this fake Dan was real, he should come there and kill her.
What's interesting is you haven't heard a thing about a gift card, you know, for a long time, and now she's on this gift card thing.
Oh my God, every other sentence.
Get on the horse and close this.
Well, she heard the show, Joe, and she heard how upset you were that she hadn't asked beforehand, and she just lives to make you happy.
There's some movie where one of the characters is so desperate for his girlfriend to give him some sex. And he's like, please, baby, baby, please, baby, baby, please, baby, baby, please. And I was like, this is what this sounds like to me. Baby, baby, please, gift card. Baby, baby, please, gift card.
I go, it makes me question what is important to you. You ask for help, and I'm coming to Yemen to get you out, which is what you want. I will have no more chatter about your inane video games.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
Baby, why are you doing this to me? What have I done to you?
Oh man, this is a sad play.
I go, no, it is you doing it to me. For months you wanted out of your obligation to the U.S. Army, the commitment you made. I told you time and again the president ordered a troop freeze. Still you whined and begged. So I got a mission that may get me killed, will make it so I will be a target for execution by several countries so I can sneak into Yemen and get you out. It means nothing to you. My sacrifice does not matter to you. Instead, you whine about being bored. It makes me think you're selfish. I've had it!
That's hilarious.
Especially when you got to sneak into Yemen.
Yeah, you're going to sneak into Yemen.
Listen, she's all for me sneaking in. Just don't sneak in empty-handed.
That's right. I want gift cards.
Right. Sneaking with gift cards.
Yeah. You come. Listen, you're coming all this way. At least bring some gift cards. That's always.
And don't get them all covered in sand while you're sneaking in here.
What's with all this blood? Is this the prince's blood? How can I play this? Can you imagine?
I know. It's just like, really? I'm going completely out of my way for you. I'm doing crazy shit for you. And you are like a dog with a bone.
She goes, what? You mean I'm selfish? Read it again. Yeah. I can't be more clear. She goes, oh, you mean I'm not clear to you, right?
Oh.
I go, no. I'm risking my life to help you, and all you care about is playing Donkey Kong. No appreciation for me. No appreciation for my sacrifice.
Baby, please.
Baby is a lie because I really appreciate it, okay? I go, it doesn't seem that way. Makes me think you don't care about me at all. And I don't think a few sweet words from you will change that anytime soon.
Now, there's no comment about how insane what you just told her you're about to do. It's just all about the gift cards. Like, you could be Manson, and I'm still going to focus on gift cards.
Well, in her defense, once she gets the gift card, she can cut bait if she's really scared of me.
Oh, yeah, I know. But, I mean,
like, That might be why she's so focused on the gift cards now. It could be she figured, all right, this guy's crazy, you know.
Yeah, I got to get something and then I'll go. Yeah, good point.
Clock could be ticking. Baby, what do you mean by that? I go, I thought you had to go on patrol. And this is like an hour and a half later.
Yeah. Yeah.
She goes, yeah, of course. I go, then how are you chatting with me? What do you mean? I'm back, honey. I go, you told me you had 30 minutes until you had to go, but you spoke to me for an hour. Hold on. Go. Just wait. Just leave the Humvee running. I'll be right there. I'm chatting with my boyfriend. I'm trying to get the gift cards. Just keep it down. I'll be right there. Can you imagine? Patrol. The terrorists will be there when I'm ready.
There's plenty of them to go around. Go get some for yourselves. I'll catch up.
Go without me if you can't wait. I'm trying to get the gift cards. Can you imagine this?
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what. I'm not a fan of this man's army.
Really, if this is the kind of stuff that goes on.
She goes, what are you trying to say? I go, never mind. She goes, baby, see, you're making me angry. Ooh. I go, and you made me angry. And I gave her an angry emoji. She goes, how? I go, we've been over this, Michelle. Are you done with work for the day? She goes, I don't understand you, please. I go, is your work for the day finished? She goes, no. Small time I will be in control room. I go, well, when will you be finished for the day? She goes, baby, please help me with the iTunes gift card. I want to use it and play online game, please.
Shouldn't you be patrolling before you're worried about playing games?
No, how could I possibly patrol if I don't have gift cards to play in the vehicle? Yeah. Is that a terrorist? No, it's a duck hiding behind a bush. I'm trying to shoot it.
Was that a gun outside? No, it's a gun right here. Pew, 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 pew.
Damn it, the ghost got me. Well, the terrorists are going to shoot us. Yes, but I'm Ms. Pac-Man right now. I'm trying to play a game.
Oh, my God.
How can I possibly defend freedom if I'm not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
So later on, she goes, hi, baby, are you there? I go, okay, Michelle, you clearly understand nothing. I say, and I say, and take no consideration of how your behavior makes me feel. I think I am okay going to go. Have a lot to think about.
Ooh.
I don't need this type of indifference for myself.
No, no, you're going on a major mission for her, and all she can do is think about herself.
Yeah. Plus, I have to change the plans for the room now, too. A lot of sacrifices here. She goes, baby, just tell me what you were not doing for me to let me know, please. I go, I do not understand that sentence.
Yeah, oh, good.
She goes, you were insulting me just because I asked you to please help me with $50 or $100 iTunes gift card. No problem. Tomorrow you said that you love me. Come and help with you can't help. Why? Something that will make your baby happy. If you know that you will not do it for me, just block me. Tell me that I don't have a boyfriend. Again, prepare to travel across the world to kill for her. Oh, we'll send $50 iTunes gift card. I don't know if this is love.
I would be hurt.
Can you imagine?
This is so preposterous.
You know, Joe always likes to say, you know, we're having a goof, but remember there are real people that are dealing with this. I wonder if in this scenario, like, would anybody go, oh, okay, I'll just send the gift card.
But I think that they wouldn't have already set up that they were going to go and kill people.
Yeah, that might be fair. As I was saying that, I did not take that into account. Yeah, you might have a point. I go, no, you've insulted me. You say you've never asked for anything. That is a lie. You asked for a way out of Yemen. Day after day you asked. I come up with a way which puts my life at risk, but for you, I take in the challenge. Then you have the audacity to say you never asked for anything and go on and on about a fucking video games. Nothing is ever enough for you. So now, if I don't get you a car, we are not together? Is that what you're saying?
Right.
She goes, yes.
Hey, guys, can I ask a request? Can we wrap this up? I got to get to the bathroom.
Well, as soon as this day's over, Joe, I'm just trying to... We're right in the middle of this. If you got to tinkle, go tinkle. What do you want me to tell you? All right. This is what happens when
Duck
I live...
behind a sand dune. Oh, I forgot. That's not where we are.
This is what happens when I let him drink in segment one. It throws his bladder all out of whack.
Wait a second. Wait, we just, so you said, so you mean to tell me that if I don't give you a gift card, we're over? And she goes, yes?
Yes.
Bitch.
She goes, because I can see the reason why I'm dating you, and you will not help me with something that will make me happy tomorrow. You will say that you love me, right? No problem. God day. Then she later on, she goes, hi, baby, you there?
I got whiplash.
I go, you can see the reason I'm dating you? What is the reason? She goes, you see, you have vanished. I go, I'm here. See, you have vanished. She vanished. She goes, vanished, go where? She goes, I'm here with you. I go, you seem to think I have for some reason to be with you other than love. What is the reason? Well, I mean, besides the show. I mean, the show's the reason.
Yeah.
But like,
she didn't know that.
But like, if I didn't love her and she doesn't realize I'm trying to foolish her, why would I be doing this?
You know what? It just seems like... They have no concept of the fact that you might... They do not get that you might be playing with them. They do not get it. It's like it's never occurred.
No, well, that works in my favor.
It does.
She goes, if you know that you will not send me the iTunes gift card, ask you, then block me, please. So she wants to end this.
Wow. She's like, if you're not going to send me the iTunes, we're done? This is what it comes down to?
How do you think Fake Davin handles this?
Not well.
Well, never. It's never well.
No, I mean, I think, well, fine then, you know. Call her bluff.
You think that's what Fake Davin does?
Yeah, I think so.
I go, so you'd want to end our relationship over an iTunes card? She goes, yes, of course. Can you imagine?
Yes, of course.
Can you imagine?
No, it's just so bizarre. No. Why? Yes, exactly. An iTunes gift card or done. This is your line in the sand? Well, she knows about sand, but I mean...
I don't know if she does or doesn't, but...
No, she doesn't.
She goes, block me or I will do that by myself. Uh-oh.
Now she's going
to
block it.
We appear to have reached a denouement.
Uh-oh.
I go, really? Wow. Then clearly you never loved me. I guess it is good I know now than before I risked my life to get you out of Yemen. Thank you for telling me. Thank you for being a friend.
Or not being a friend, rather. Wow.
This is crazy.
Yeah, all of this. And whoever's on this shift is just like ready to...
You're ruining it. You're ruining
it. You're ruining it. Just wait until next shift. Just, you know, hold on for a moment.
She goes, because you will not tell me that you don't have money to buy me iTunes gift card. I go, again, it is clear now how expendable I am to you. I am easy to throw away.
Yeah, that's hurtful.
It is.
It is.
She goes, I said you should block me or I will do it. Then fucking do it, stupid.
Yeah, why do you... It's like,
why do I got to do it? This is...
This is like in like all online groups where somebody's like, I'm going to leave. I'm very upset about staying. Everybody's just like, fucking go.
I'm going to leave Facebook. Bye.
It's like, bye. You know, just flounce then. Shut up.
She goes, I said you should block me or I will do it. She goes, I'm waiting for you to block me, okay?
Oh my God, you hang up. No, you hang up.
I go, I have not ever said I do not want to be with you. You, however, are making it clear that you are fine to be without me.
Yeah. Yeah. You better?
Oh.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. So, Joe, we appear to be at our denouement. She wants me to block her if I won't send the gift card. Because if I can't send her a gift card, then I don't love her. And but she doesn't want to block me. She wants me to block her.
she wants, break up with me already.
Gift card, she's going to walk.
That's where we're at. So I said, you
string her along and start to get the information and not get the information correct.
Well, that would be end game. That is always end game once you go to this. So you think I have been cornered, Joe, and I must go to end game immediately.
Yeah.
What do you think, Pip?
No, I don't. I think that there's still like some other pivot that you could come up with, like, you know, well, prove your love to me and then maybe I'll get you a gift card.
You think that'll be the pivot?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I go, you, however, are making it clear that you are fine to be without me. She goes, yes. I said you should block me, please. I go, you do not want to be with me? She goes, because I understand that no love me. I go, I've never said that. You are the one that if you do not get what you want when you want it, are willing to end the relationship. If it is over, it is because you want it to be.
Yeah.
She goes, so no need if my Weston, if me Weston my time. I think she meant wasting. Weston my time with a guy that not love me. I go, you mean the guy that is opening his home to you? The guy that is coming to Yemen to risk his life to get you? That guy does not love you?
Right.
It's such a weak play. And we saw this with the last one, too. Yeah. When I went there to see her, when I went to the school where she, the hospital, which she never was in.
Right.
Like they just focus on the one thing, but I've created such a world where it's so bullshit, but they don't see it.
Yeah, they're just like, well, you know, this is the thing that you need to prove to me. I'm doing all these, I'm handing you the world, but you want a gift card? You know?
Listen, anybody who's been with me for real, a hand over world, I won't even hand over a village. So she's really getting the best of it.
Really? She's got a lot out of you.
She goes, yes, of course you don't love me. If you do, then send me the iTunes gift card I asked for. Are you sending me the iTunes gift card or not? Let me know, please. I go, okay, Michelle, then go. I can't have your ultimatums. If you would end it with a guy you claim to want to marry because of an iTunes card, it is best I know that now. I don't need some cheap love in my life. I was looking for more. You were offering less, as it turns out.
Good point.
She goes, block me, please, or I will do that by myself, okay? I go, do what you want. It's clear to me you never loved me.
Block me. Block me.
She goes, now, do it now. I mean, block me now. Bye-bye, since you don't want my happiness. I go, you don't love me. You've made it clear, Michelle. Not sure why you did what you did to me. But so be it. She goes, what? I don't understand you, please. Talk to you later, sweetheart. What? I go, through every fight, I've never said I don't want to be with you. Look how quickly you are ready to block me and live your life without me. That's not love. It seems I never meant anything to you. She goes, yes, of course. All you have to say is you love me. But I ask you to do something for me. You will not do it. I go, is rescuing you from Yemen nothing to you? I know. Because remember, for months, Joe was incensed. That's that all that she wanted. There was no monetary ask. And for months, I put off rescuing her and doing it. President Trump froze the troops. Nothing I could do. Now I am going to do what she's asked, but it's not enough.
That should change the ask.
Yes.
Damn it.
I go, and you are so quick to get rid of me, and I have never asked you for anything. Instead, I am faithful to a woman that won't get on the phone with me, won't video with me, won't tell me her coordinates, won't tell me who her commander is. I think I've endured quite a bit to try and make this work. I don't know what the fuck I meant, but you know.
Yeah, like that, what I just said.
She goes, what do you want to know about my commander? I go, no, you never told me his name. She goes, don't worry, I will tell you, but not now. I go, why not now? She goes, she goes, I will tell you when the time comes, okay? I will only send you his email so you can talk to him. I go, why not talk to me, to him on your own? Well, actually, you know what? That was June 4th. We'll start. I go, why not now? We will end with June 4th. Why not now?
Okay, why not now?
So yeah. We'll end with June 4th. We'll start with June 6th.
Okay.
So what do you guys have to say?
You know what? It was just so childish that she's going, well, block me. Well, block me. It's like, just press, you know, exit on your computer and go. They're like, no, you do it. No, you do it. Like, what a child. This person's not good at, they can't play chess.
Has the ticking clock sped up? Are we coming down to end game?
I think so, because this person does not seem to have any other play.
What do you think, Joe?
I think he could still string her along for another week or so.
So Joe gives me a week or two.
I mean, I'm thinking that perhaps it'll be about a little bit, like,
but several
that,
weeks,
but not
months
or something.
No,
I mean, you did pivot it by saying, well, what about all these other things? So now she's like diverted into going, well, I'll give you his name. And it's like, she's not just parroting the card. You did divert her. So I don't know how long that's all going to last.
Now, remember, initially you guys thought this would only last a few weeks.
I know.
And this has been, you know, several months already.
We didn't think any of these would last. It's been years.
I know. It's always disappointing how little faith you guys have in me.
No, it's
or fake, like, Davin, I should say.
No. It's not that with little faith. It's just when they go down to, like, you know, this or nothing, it's hard to see how you could do it.
Well, I mean especially because we all know I'm really offering nothing.
Yeah. And so, well, you know what? We'll see. The proof,
right.
Proof's in the pudding.
But yeah, she really pushed hard for the iTunes gift card.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ridiculously.
Yeah. She does seem to have me cornered. But I seem to have her cornered, too.
Yeah, you do.
It's like, all right, you're going to walk away from all this months?
I mean, she's like, I've put in all this time. I can't believe I'm going to drop this and not get anything. I can't believe it. That's why she's just like, fine, I'll give you his name. You know, like what is
that? Well, I think she's saying, I'll give you his name to keep me hanging on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me the gift card. I'll give you the name.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Anything to add, Mr. Curry?
No.
Perfect. All right. Fine contributor, as always, in segment 3. All right. I'd like to thank Sensei Russ Fredico for his continued support. He called me yesterday. I got to call him back. I was so brief. I was just so shot yesterday.
Oh, well, yeah. That sounded like a day. Well, tell him thank you.
Happy anniversary to him and his lovely wife.
Yes.
Yes, happy anniversary.
All right, Joe. What do you got for us?
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner and Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m., Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which is produced by side-stealing production Davin of Davin's. Dan Davin, what you got?
Hold that thought.
Experience all the Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more by calling them 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Next show, August 12th at Portobello Banquets, headlined by Vanessa Hollingshead. We got Sharon Simon, Donna Lloyd. Going to be a great show. Going to want to see it. Vanessa's been on the Showtime's Ladies of a Certain Age special, which are very popular. They tour and all very popular. So you're going to love Vanessa. Very funny. First time we are having her at Portobello. So definitely check that out. And Side Splitting Productions is putting that together. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com for all your comedic needs. or call us 551-404-3094. Joe, whose doorway will you be darkening?
I will be at Tiff's Comedy Club, the Dojo of Comedy, this Friday, the 3rd, 9 p.m., 231 Speedwell Avenue, Mars Plains, New Jersey. Go to newjerseycomedy.com or dial 973-290-9777 for information.
All right. Thursday, June 2nd, I'll be at Mount Carmel Event Center in Berkeley Heights, New Jersey. 8 o'clock show. Check that out. Should be a good time. So, fun show. Glad to have you back, Pip.
Thank you.
In our folds, our fat folds. But glad to have you in our...
help me!
Tune in next week to see what shit breaks in this house. Because you never know.
I'm afraid.
You should be. All right. Thank you all for listening live or on the podcast. We certainly appreciate it. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.